From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on This Day in Maine, Monday, May 4th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listener support and by Modern Pest Services, committed to taking an intelligent approach to pest control. Learn more at modernpest.com. And by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org.
The Maine Center for Disease Control reported today there are 20 new confirmed cases of COVID-19, no additional deaths. The state now has 1,205 known cases, 57 people have died. Among those confirmed cases, 428 are active and 37 people are currently hospitalized. The CDC confirmed today that licensed nursing homes and long-term care facilities in the state are slated to receive shipments of personal protective equipment from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The shipments of masks, gowns, and other protective gear are a response to COVID-19 outbreaks at nursing homes in Maine and around the country. CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says all 93 licensed facilities are expected to get deliveries.
Certainly, we know based on the outbreaks that we've been dealing with, as well as conversations we've had with long-term care facilities, that this PPE that they will all be receiving will be really vital to our efforts.
Shah says shipments are expected for some time in May and June, and each one is designed to supplement existing supplies and last 7 days. As of today, the Maine CDC is reporting nearly 250 cases of COVID-19 at long-term care facilities. The University of New England has announced that it's bringing students back to its Biddeford and Portland campuses for the fall semester and, in some cases, even earlier. UNE President James Herbert says school officials began thinking about how to reopen the campuses as soon as they were closed due to the COVID-19 crisis.
Even though we have the broad outlines sketched out of what the fall will look like, there's a lot of details that still have to be worked out. And some of those details will depend upon what we learn in the coming weeks and months.
Herbert says this includes things like the kinds of personal protective equipment that students and faculty need to do various activities. He says UNE feels it's important to bring its students back to campus because of the school's emphasis on hands-on experiential training. And for some of UNE's health professionals programs, which began classes over the summer, or which begin classes over the summer, the school is developing a process to bring those students back to campus even earlier than the fall. Herbert says all of UNE's decisions will be consistent with the governor's emergency orders. In weather tonight, cloudy skies with flurries in the north and mountains and lows in the high 30s to 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in most of the state with some rain or snow showers north and mountains, otherwise partly sunny, windy, with highs in the mid-40s to the mid-50s. Dentists in Maine say they still don't know when they can reopen under the plan that Governor Janet Mills announced last week. The Mills administration has said that dentists could resume usual services as early as May 1st if they follow federal safety guidance. But the U.S. CDC still recommends that dentists postpone elective procedures such as cleanings. The conflicting guidance has left dentists in a lurch, and as Patty White reports, they say they are getting no help from the state.
The day after Mills announced her plan to reopen the economy in four stages, members of her administration answered questions during a daily press briefing. One of those questions had to do with which stage dentists fell under. Here's what Heather Johnson, the commissioner of the Department of Economic and Community Development, and Dr. Nirav Shah of the Maine Center for Disease Control had to say.
Dentists are part of the elective medical procedures and are part of stage one.
As a drinker of Diet Coke, I am particularly focused on when my dentist office will reopen.
Dr. Shah is in for a wait, according to Dr. Jonathan Schenken. He's a pediatric dentist in Augusta.
We're not reopening. We're closed. I mean, we're closed to regular patient care.
Even though the Mills administration has said that dentists can reopen, Schenken says the guidance that dentists are directed to in order to open safely says otherwise. It's a link to a U.S. CDC website, which recommends that dental services be limited to emergency visits only.
The challenge we have is that dentistry will not reopen in Maine until the CDC changes that guidance about emergency dental care. And we don't know if that's going to be days, weeks, months, or even years.
The announcement that dental offices could reopen also put hygienists in a tailspin, says Sarah Clark, the president of the Maine Dental Hygienists Association.
That kind of threw everybody into this moment of sheer panic on, we don't know what we're supposed to do yet. You know, are we going to be practicing against the U.S. CDC guidelines, which recommend postponing elective treatments still at the time?
Dentists don't want to practice against that federal guidance, says Maine Dental Association President Dr. Brad Rand. Instead of waiting for it to change, he says there is another option. The state could create its own guidance. But Rand says attempts at meeting with state officials to create a plan haven't gained any traction.
They indicated that they didn't, quote, have the bandwidth to be able to create regulations for each of the specialties and subspecialties in health. And so they said, we just really need to go to this CDC guidance.
A spokeswoman for Maine's Department of Health and Human Services referred questions about the issue to a guidance document issued last week by the Maine Board of Dental Practice. That document reiterates that dental practitioners can only perform emergency care until U.S. CDC guidance changes or be subject to possible disciplinary action. Here's Dr. Rand again.
That's really scaring dentists. They don't dare to see patients right now.
As Maine dentists wait indefinitely, Dr. Schenken says their counterparts in most other states are preparing to reopen within the next couple of weeks. Schenken, a former vice president of the American Dental Association, who says he's among a handful of advisors who developed national guidelines on the coronavirus, says other states worked with dentists to create plans to reopen long before they were announced.
In Maine, we did the opposite. We did nothing. There was absolutely no communication with the profession up until the last minute.
Which, Schenken says, was just a couple of hours before the reopening plan was announced. He says dentists in Maine stand ready to work with the administration moving forward, but the clock is ticking for those dentists trying to stay afloat and patients with minor issues that could develop into emergencies. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Now for something a little different, a story about a Maine business that is booming. Nice Spice, that's spelled G-N-E-I-S-S, like the bedrock, common in parts of Maine. The Bethel company sells spice jars and spice refills online, and it's doing pretty well. But as the company's owner told us, that success at a time when others are hurting is complicated.
Business for us, I would say, has sort of been like Christmas in April, which is, you know, kind of a weird way to feel right now when a lot of other people are out of work. My name is Beth Weisberger, and I am the owner of Nice Spice. We manufacture magnetic spice jars that stick to your fridge, and we sell organic spice refills. I think just everybody's cooking. Everyone's at home cooking three meals a day, eating all day long, and they actually need spices. You know, our business is a completely online business already. So, you know, we have no public facing office or store or anything like that. Probably, I think, you know, majority of our customers are people who shop at natural food stores or places like that, where now they can't bring their own containers and they've gone online to look for bulk spice refills. We manufacture the magnetic spice jars, and that's the focus of our company. But we've just been slammed with our spice refill orders. Personally, it's kind of been this, like, a strange position for me to be in. I feel like my customers are feeling good. They're at home, they're safe, they're healthy. You know, I'm home, safe and healthy. And, you know, we're all getting to have this experience of, oh, making delicious meals and eating with their family. And, you know, I think it makes it a little bit surreal when all this kind of scary things are happening at the same time. You know, I like that I'm able to send this amazing smelling package in the mail to someone who, like, hasn't seen anyone in a while, and it's this fun experience. I think you feel good when you get a package from us in the mail, and so I like that I can provide that. But, you know, I do know in the big picture, like, I don't know. I'm not a nurse. I'm not like doing something that is saving anyone, but hopefully I'm helping people in a different way.
And that's Beth Weisberger of Nice Spice in Bethel. Willis Ryder Arnold produced this story. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock, where we'll look at the latest medical news on COVID-19. I'm Nora Flaherty.